Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey guys, it's Gwen Flamberg. I am the executive editor of Beauty and Solid for Us Weekly, and I know that you've missed us because we have been a slight hiatus with the Glam Squad Confidential podcast, but here we are back and better than ever, 2023. Let's kick it off. Of course, I could not be chatting glam anything without my co-pilot on the beauty plane. I've got Mr. Travis Cronin back on the mic.
Oh, hey, Gwen. I'm so excited to be back talking about my favorite topics, glam, red carpet style, beauty. I have missed it in my life.
Well, you know, this is like my time of year, Trav. Some people love the summer. Some people just can't wait for football season. But this is my Super Bowl. Award season is it for me, leading up to, of course, Oscars, which is, if anybody who's in beauty, fashion, glam, that is the ultimate Super Bowl, the tournament of champions. And, you know, we just had Golden Globes this past weekend, Travis. What were some of your fave looks?
Oh my God. I mean, Jennifer Coolidge's look inside of her soul and radiating out was so good. I loved Jenna Ortega. I thought the movement of her dress and the sort of ode to Wednesday with the dark browns. Also, she's just so gorgeous and her face takes makeup so well that I just couldn't stop looking at her at all. And I thought Brad Pitt looked amazing.
Did you? You know, I don't know. The jury's out for me on that haircut. But let me introduce our special guest. And then we're just going to get into all of it, including my thoughts on Brad's hair, because I've got some deep, deep thoughts about this. But guys, we have got one of the most amazing Glam Squad pros in the world. In the world. I'm going to just say in the world. One of the best makeup artists in Hollywood and also a dear friend of mine. We actually worked together. Gosh, it was like one of her first shoots, and it was actually my first celebrity shoot for Us Weekly when I started at Us Weekly many moons ago. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce Kiran Bhatti, who is like one of my favorite makeup artists. She worked with Jenny Slate for Golden Globes, and she has so many amazing clients. Like one of my favorites is, I can't pronounce her name, the girl from Sex Lives of College Girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm Core.
I love her so much. She plays Bella.
She's everything.
My favorite character on Sex Lives of College Girls. Kiran, tell us about your experience at the Globes. What was that like? You were with Jenny Slate.
So I love Jenny. We've been working together for a really long time. The Globes were incredible for us. She were with Darche. So it was just such a special, fun, herbaceous moment. And kind of like the plant behind you, Gwen, we were kind of channeling all like the natural vibes. We're in California right now. And so believe it or not, it's been raining like crazy.
Yeah.
But it's now gone and it's gorgeous and bright. And so we really kind of she's a very natural person, as am I. You can tell from her glam. We don't do a lot. So we really kind of tried to channel our environment. It was just the best. And I'm so happy for her because she's a double nominee for the Globes and for Critics' Choice coming up. And so it's just been, I mean, award season for me really kicked off in New York with NBR and the Critics Circle, where I had Jenny Slate and Carrie Condon of Banshees.
Right.
And so we've just been kind of going for it. And it's been, as you know, my style is like really soft, light, natural glam, emphasis on skin. And so my clients tend to really be into that too. Yeah. And so it's been really, really fun to kind of elevate that for an award show.
Oh my God. Well, I kind of felt like one of the overriding trends for Globes was this very kind of a push towards skin minimalism, natural makeup. There weren't that many major moments. Even the bolder lips, like Margot Robbie had that strawberry instead of a deep red. Even Salma Hayek, who normally wears like a really bold red lip, was wearing more of a rusty kind of like a pumped up deep neutral, like a more of a burgundy than a red. So do you think that, what does that have to do with? I mean, why do you think people are kind of trending towards more of a neutral look?
I think we're all leaning towards softness, like kicking off this year. And I think not just from like a self-care perspective, but everything, it's kind of spilled over. I mean, I'm obsessed with the cloud skin, you know, that's happening right now. And it's for everybody who doesn't know what that is, it's basically like a blending of mattes and dewy textures to create like a hazy effect. And so everything's just a little bit dreamlike. And as you said, like, you know, in the past for the award shows, you really see like a glam coming to the forefront, but really like these like muted kind of kisses of things are, I think really we're going to see it throughout the year. And I think it's a reaction to the glam of the past, which is, you know, trends always come in and come out. And we've had such like a makeup moment for years and years and years. And I think now we're kind of, it's still makeup. Like we still sit in the chair for, you know, the hours we're allotted, but it's really an emphasis on self-care, skincare, and kind of strategically placing products so that really you kind of get like a lip from within look, and you're really just focusing on the actress and not her glam.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd imagine that this cloud skin trend, the complexion prep has to be really key.
Mm-hmm.
Travis is a lover of skincare, just like me.
Layers, all of us.
I mean, forget Korean skincare. Travis does like a 17-step program.
Oh my gosh.
You know, if you have the time, why not?
Yes.
This working from home thing is so good.
Like my signature look for myself and pretty much all of my clients is glow. I love a glow. And the reason I love cloud skin right now on the carpet is sometimes glow on a red carpet can just look like sweat.
Yes.
And so cloudy skin is really just kind of tapering down the areas that kind of glow too much and also still letting that glow shine. It's like, I heard somebody describe it as like baby skin.
Oh my God, dewy baby skin. This is what my goal has been as a beauty editor and expert for 20 years. I am always, and this is what I say to people, I am always in pursuit of the dewy baby skin.
Yeah, that's what it's cloud skin. Because it's not like slicky, oily. It's just dreamy and hazy. And so I think you're seeing that, you're going to see that. I think throughout award season, everyone's just letting this inner beauty kind of push out. And I love that. Look, once we get to the Met, we'll go crazy.
Exactly.
And we'll do our thing. But I feel like this return to kind of a 90s vibe of like more minimalism is here to stay. And so for me, it's exciting because that's always been my aesthetic. And so I'm like, okay, this is my time to shine. So.
Well, it is really amazing that you can translate that for red carpet. I mean, now that you say this, I mean, I feel like for myself, even with my foundation, I have been trending towards less is more. And
using,
you know, part of that is because I have done so many treatments to just try to get my skin to a place where I don't have to wear makeup at all.
Totally. But,
you know, it's just like that kind of like that perfect look, that filtered look is not, doesn't feel right to me anymore. I kind of want my skin to look like mine, just a little bit better.
Just
so how do we do that? Like, especially for red carpet. Like, so you go meet with Jenny and you guys work together so steadily that I'm sure there isn't a ton of like, you haven't been ripping out tear sheets for days with how you want her to look because you guys know you vibe together, right? So you take a look at the final dress and then it's just like go time. Like, explain, like, then what do you do? How do you prep her face for makeup?
So for Jenny and all my clients, I always look at it like, I think of old movie stars and the movie stars that we have now, when you really think who is the real movie star. And movie stars tend to have a signature look. Mm-hmm. You know, like you don't see like a beautiful big movie star that like is near and dear household name, like with some kind of crazy eyeliner one day. And then the next day they have like a glitter or they have, sometimes they'll try things, but in general, let's say 90% of their red carpets, they look just like them. And you're used to it. Just mm-hmm. like you mentioned, like with Selma, like you're used to her having this and that because she has a signature look. And then once they, you see them enough, then they'll deviate and do things like that. So for my girls, especially on big days like this, we always start at the signature look and then we go from there. So I always begin with that. And so for that, it's like the best version of yourself.
Yep.
And how we prep for skin and all that stuff. It's like you, Travis, you would come in very handy because to make sure that things are in place all night and that things look good and they shine where they need to. Cause you know, like if I just like throw on a little lip and compact the whole time and you know, so it is just like choosing a good skincare regimen for the day. If tends to be using something that's a little bit more of a light moisturizer, primer. Some artists don't. I do. I'm a primer freak. I cocktail them.
So what do you use? Like what brands do you love using?
So, okay. So I love so many brands for the, like for I love this brand.
Such a good Patrice, one.
Which is an Amazon brand. And you can get things for like very inexpensive. They're dupes. So if you're looking for, you know, and then Chanel has a beautiful green corrector and I carry all of those in my kit. So nice. I have those for redness. And then I'll go and like use like a highlighting primer. So I love the Tom Ford.
Nice.
Which is so beautiful. And it kind of gives you that like dewy, like almost like you're in a spotlight.
Love it.
And so I always start there and I'll turn around. I want everything to be primed because for anyone out there who doesn't use primer and thinks it's a fraud, I get it. It looks like what is this doing? But it will make your makeup last. And so, you know, these girls are on the carpet, they're talking, they're drinking champagne, they're sweating, they're getting nervous. Like they're seeing Steven Spielberg in person. Like it's a big day.
They're seeing Steven Spielberg in person. They're seeing totally. Brad Pitt in person.
And how do you, I feel like with the skin and with like, let's take Jenny's look in particular, whenever I try to play that game at home, I'm like, oh, I go really dewy. And then I want to put something matte on top of it. And then mm-hmm. I sort of have troubles trying to find the balance of fighting with matte versus dewy a little bit. And you're the expert, you know, in this type of skin. How mm-hmm. do you sort of stop yourself from having to fight against yourself from the jump?
That's a really good question. The best thing to do is if you're trying to be matte and dewy at the same time, which is our cloud skin trend,
yeah.
You need to make a beautiful, there you go, a beautiful hybrid. So if you have a dewy foundation, like a hydrating foundation, which I love as well, use a mattifying primer.
Oh, interesting.
You know, and so that way you've mattified the face where you need it to be. And then you put the hydrating, beautiful foundation on and then you have this like mix. So, you know, and then what you also want to do is after you have that on and you want to kind of, then you want to set your skin with a little powder. And we, when we think powder, we think matte, but
I like a glow powder.
Yep. But if you have a mattifying powder with, which a lot of us have at home, it's all about your touch. So instead of being like, you know, take a light, loose, fluffy brush and just get it where you need, just almost look at like you're dusting a little veil and just be done. Less nice. Is more, and you'll see everything kind of hybrid together because these products are meant to play with each other, you know?
And so, what brands are you loving? Foundation?
Ooh, okay. Powder. So, I have some new brands I like right now.
Yeah, tell us.
There's a brand called Espresso. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
Espresso, like caffeine, which I also yeah. love.
No. Yes. Well, the products are really cute and they're like packed with caffeine, and so you know they like there's a lifting exactly
nice.
So I love them. I use them on the Globes with Jenny, and it was super fun to like create. They have super easy products. Like they have this little cheek that is clear. And then when you put it on your cheek, it like turns a color to your, so I love that.
Like the lip glosses do.
Yeah. I love a no brainer. So I love that. Other brands I really love, I mean, all the classics. I love Clé de Peau so much. I always reach for them.
So great.
The foundation.
That concealer.
Best. That can cover anything. Like I always reach for them. NARS is a big one for me.
Yes.
Huge. And then if you're into like a clean version, I love Tower 28.
It's so good. The texture is beautiful.
So good. I actually shade developed their foundations.
That is so much fun.
Yeah.
So now, this cloud skin trend, is this something that would be customized to each person depending on like where you typically get oily or dry, or is it just T-zone? Like, is there an easy direction to look for everybody to do their own cloud skin?
I do think so. Yes. I think the trick is, you know, we're so used to targeting different places of our faces for different things. For cloud skin, when you're finishing with powder, it's all over.
Okay.
It's soft. And so if you have a glowy product here and a glowy cheek, and then you have a mattifying primer here and you have your concealer on and all that stuff, when you're doing that final dusting of airy powder, everything will just look like a haze. And the cool thing about that is that it's easy because you're not like, okay, I have to make sure I don't get this. I have to make sure just a soft, sweet dusting, like almost like how I could picture in my mind is, remember when you would like try on your mom's perfume and you'd spray it and walk into it?
Yeah.
And it's just like a soft cloud of fragrance. So you want to look at your powder that way. Think of it as a literal cloud, like a soft cloud.
Somebody should make spray powder.
I mean, calling all brands, we're here, all three of us.
Because that Dior flash is thick. It's not cloud-like. It is.
I mean, and that's an interesting question too. Like when you're doing someone for the red carpet, do you test, like, do you take pictures with flash, like to make sure that you're not getting any flashback or like to test how it's going to wear?
You know, yes, especially when it's something new. If it's something that I know it's tried and true, then... You know, like with something like a Dior, I've been using it since I became a makeup artist. So I know what it's going to do. But when I worked with Espresso, I tried everything. So that's why I fell in love with it. It's like, oh, this is actually really cool. Like, and that's, I love discovering new brands because I want to see how they're going to perform. You never want to show up with a brand new product, put it on somebody and you're like, oh no, I just spent, you know, half an hour doing this and now it's going to ruin everyone's life on the carpet today. And so it's important to test. Like, I can't stress enough, like, don't be nervous. Go to a Sephora or an Ulta and get samples of stuff because
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, wear it out for a night. Get a tiny little jar of a beautiful foundation or what have you, and try it out for the night before you. I always say try before you buy because everything performs. Something might peel on you that's like perfect on me, or something might be really yellow on someone that's like pink on somebody else. And so I think it's like, that's the beauty of makeup. It's like being at a beautiful, like cosmetics buffet. Try everything.
Well, we do like to try things, right, Travis? Yes.
We definitely do. I have another question about this amazing, because I keep thinking about how beautiful Jenny looked and how, you know, she's never puffy, but it was like even less so. She just looked so like streamlined. And I'm wondering, because I'm one to put, you know, my thick liquid contour on after my primer, bake it, cook it, then like another layer of primer, and then I do it over. How do you do blush, contour, and that sort of de-bloated look in terms of cloud skin? When in the process? And again, she looks so good. First of all,
Travis, I love how you do your makeup, because also I love that we're both artists and we are like, art, what we're doing is almost opposite, but we're meeting at the middle of like what we love, which is beauty and skin. And so it's also not like beautiful. Because I don't put a ton of makeup on someone, most of my time in the chair, a big chunk of it, a third of it, I'd say, is skincare. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing, when we start, I do a full facial massage.
So you're doing that facial massage with your hands, or do you use tools? Like, tell us the products, the brands, the skincare that you're using, because I'm obsessed.
Okay, so I always start with some kind of mask first. And while I'm unpacking my kit, I just throw the mask on her. So this time I put the 111 skin on.
Mm-hmm. We love that mask.
The Sub-Zero.
The best. Like, the Sub-Zero really depuffs.
Yep. So for award shows, I'm always reaching for that. If I just want just an eye moment, I'll throw on the Revive or Joanna Vargas, or, you know, but for Jenny specifically, I threw the 111 on. I'm getting my stuff ready. Then I pull out my gold bar from Jillian Dempsey.
Yeah, I love that too.
and then I'll just go and like do that over. Let it sit a little over longer.
On top of the mask.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then when we take the mask off, I'll do a little bit of a cleanse, because I don't want her to be like a light beam. And there's so much glow. So I'll just cleanse that.
Oh, wow.
Do you cleanse it with like a micellar water?
Yep.
Okay.
Or even like the wipes from Clé de Peau are really beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
So I'll just take two of those on my hand and massage those out like this. Okay. So for anyone out there, you want to just, you know, circulate.
Pull back.
Yep, exactly. Pull back. And so then we've got our mask, we've got our gold bar. Then this is going to sound kind of counterproductive, but then I'm going to put another mask on. So I reach for the Sicily, either the Black Rose mask.
Oh, I love that one.
Saffron mask.
Good Black one. Rose plumps the skin like nothing else. Yes,
and I'll do the facial massage with the Black Rose or the Saffron. Those are my two favorites.
Okay.
So I'll go in there. Then I'll get my gold bar back out, because now I have slip on the skin.
Yeah.
And I'll go and I'll press that in, get where I need to go.
Wow.
Then I'll spray her with the jasmine mist from Ranavat, which, if you haven't tried it, is insane.
Oh my God.
So you know, this is also a full sensory experience, because we've gotten Black Rose or Saffron. We have jasmine going on. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the beautiful everything going on. And then as that's kind of happening, before I'll start Gua Sha.
Okay.
So we're amazing. Really doing it. So then I'll go in and sculpt. Wow. Gua Sha.
That's why she was so snatched, Trav.
Yep.
That is totally why.
Yep. So then we do Gua Sha. After the Gua Sha is done, I take a little bit of oil from Tata Harper.
Okay.
And I'll put it on the chest for aromatherapy. And that almost like releases the tension.
Okay.
And as that's happening, now there's more.
Of course.
Go back in with a roller, a rose quartz roller.
Okay.
And I'll sit there and I'll roll the skin. And this is controversial. Some people love this, some people don't. I often put the roller on ice.
Oh, yeah.
I like that too. You got to depuff more.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So why not? I'll do that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then once that's done, now it's time for actual moisturizer.
Okay.
So if I feel like the skin has too much product on it, I'll go ahead and cleanse again.
Okay.
Really lightly, even just with the tissue, because that mask from Sicily is meant to tissue off the excess.
Okay.
So I'll tissue off the excess. And then lately, like for actual moisturizer, I've been using Ranavat's Bakuchi cream, which I love.
Okay.
So I've been using that. I also love Sicily. I always have them with me.
Yes.
So then I'll do that and I'll apply that, and with my hands again, facial massage. So we've done half an hour of pure skincare. Wow. And then we start working.
Incredible.
So that's how.
That's how she looked like that. Just like the best her skin has ever looked, with like the smallest amount of whatever. It looked really like on her face how it should be. Wow.
Yeah. So that is how we get. And that's how I work with all my clients. Like, we really focus on skincare. I love skincare. That is my first love, and makeup is my close second. And so I kind of let the skincare do the makeup for me. And then I'll go in, because my skin is like good. I'll go in and then I do, you know, the foundation, which for Jenny was so light. It was like almost like a dewy tint that espresso made, which I thought was cool. I used the espresso. I tried it and I loved it.
Incredible.
But everything is so sheer layers. I like a wet sponge. But once we're done, everything is so glowy that I gotta powder it down.
Right.
And so that's when I reach for my powders. And these days I usually carry, there's one that's discontinued, so I'm like using the last bits of it. I don't know if you guys remember this one, but it's the loose powder from Dior.
Oh, do remember that.
It's like you can like open it this way. And then, because now they have the cushion ones, which are beautiful, but I just miss that one. So I'll do that, and I'll do like I've kind of always been doing cloud skin. So it's like, I'm so excited that now people are onto it.
So cool.
But I'll take a fan brush and kind of dust it where I need to do it, do the cloud. And then.
And you use a fan brush. Mm-hmm. So like not even like the lightest of the light.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I have to show you. I just discovered this new brand, Eisenberg Paris. I was actually supposed to. It's a European brand that's about to launch in the States in this spring. And they were actually, they were bringing me out to the Globes, and then I got COVID, so I couldn't go.
Oh, no, Gwen, I'm so sorry.
It was ridiculous, but just a very terrible twist of fate. But I got, I got dressed at home and did my makeup at home. And so I tried all their products, just for fun. But their products were in the swag bags at the Globes too. But the crazy thing was this powder. They have this, it's called Ultra Perfecting and Blurring Loose Powder. And it comes with this like sort of, it's not exactly a fan brush, but it's light.
No, but that's right.
But the loose powder has like a little bit of a glow to it. Okay. So, you would have to probably layer it with some mattes, cloud skin, but it was really amazing. It just gave this amazing, that's the thing. It's like cloud skin. You want to look sort of filtered, but not ultra hyper perfect, like that old
one Paris type. Filter. One yes. Paris
one,
on
one that. Paris filter, not two. Just right, Rob?
Yes.
Just think of like hazy.
Yeah,
I love dreamy. It.
Dreamy.
You have changed my philosophy. I can't wait to. I'm going out tonight, and I can't wait to do all of these. I use the Fenty loose powder, which I really like.
It's another gorgeous one.
Yeah, so
like, there are powders on this. Like one of the classics. Do you ever use the NARS one? That's like pressed, the crystal.
Yes, yes. Oh my god, that one has such a good shine.
Yep, the one that's white. That has been in my kit. You have to, and so. That's the one I lean on for really mattifying a lot. So I'll do like, my dusting of my few little kernels of the Dior that I've left. And then I will take a little bit, I'll either take like a stiffer brush, as we know, or a puff, and then just go where I know it'll look sweaty and not glowy. And then I just send them off.
So good. So Jenny Slade, who's got these nominations for Morcel, the One-Eyed Mollusk, and and also she's in Everything Everywhere All at Once, part of the ensemble cast.
Yeah.
And Carrie Condon, who is in Banshees of the Inisherin, who I mean, she is so beautiful, been acting for 20 years and finally having her moment. So I can't wait to see her all through award season. But let's just talk for 2 seconds about Brad Pitt and the haircut. Oh. What do you think?
I love it. He could do anything. Like,
well, he could do anything. And he's so gorgeous. And more than anything, I love that, like, surprise us, Brad, like still throwing us some surprises, which I love. But, for me, I love his shaggy hair. So I saw that high and tight look. And I was like, did Brad Pitt get plastic surgery? But of course,
I drafted into the army.
Right. I examined every picture.
It.
No, it's just, a hair.
I don't mind it either. Gwen misses that his van look living out in Malibu in like Winnebago. Yeah.
Gotcha. his cartwheel on the red carpet look.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Wearing a skirt on the red carpet. Give me disheveled Brad any day. But you know, now he's a guy who has a skincare brand, so he's got to look done, you know?
Right. I like him no matter what. I like him with a shaved head. I like him with long hair. I like him with shaggy. Like, to me right now, there is no one more handsome on this planet. And I just feel like he was my favorite moment of the Globes, just staring at him.
I like him on a train. I like him on a plane. He's your green eggs and ham.
Exactly. Exactly.
You can come over to my house. You can bring me a mouse. Brad Pitt, you can do it.
Right. Exactly. And again, I'm not a groomer, but for Brad Pitt, I could do it.
Well, I know
you'd be a great groomer, by the way.
An amazing groomer. Well, the skin. This has just been, you have given us so many amazing tips and directives, Karen, that you're going to have to come back on with us. And I know that you have a job today, so I need to leave you 20 minutes because I know it takes 20 minutes to get anywhere in LA.
I mean, I have today's AFI here. Uh-huh. And then, so we have stuff. I'm with Zoe Kazan today.
Oh, awesome. So cool.
Yeah. And then we've got tomorrow's BAFTA tea.
Fun. Who are you with tomorrow? And,
I don't know if I can say yet.
All right, don't tell us yet, but I'm excited for the BAFTA tea.
Yeah.
I always love BAFTA.
I love BAFTA.
One of my absolute favorites. I'm obsessed with Florence Pugh, you guys. I'm obsessed with Miss Flo. I can't wait. Like, her makeup always looks so perfect. All right, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to make you late for your job. So you're just going to have to come back.
Bring me back on any time. I'm obsessed. And Travis, are you in New York?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm coming back. So
great. You're magical.
We'll all get together.
Yeah, I would love to just see you guys. Like, we can just eat delicious things and talk.
Yes.
I can't wait. Take us for Indian food. You've been telling me you'll do that. I can't wait. All right, you guys, thank you so, so much for listening to this episode of Glam Squad Confidential. Please come back next week. We're going to have a new episode for you. Before then, go to usmagazine.com/stylish for more celebrity beauty tips and tricks all week long and to see every single look from award season. We've got you. Until next time, guys, you know what to do. Stay gorgeous.